Welcome to the first Ask Gary and Lou podcast with me, Gary Jones.
And me, Lou Fox.
Hello, everyone. Let's kick this podcast off. So, thank you very much for listening. My name's Gary Jones, and I'm from Leamington Hour, and I'm joined with the lovely
Lou Fox from SUA Hour.
Yay. And we're going to be here answering your questions that you've posted on social media, in particular Twitter.
Yeah. Our favourite.
Yes. So, we've got a number of questions, and let's get cracking with question number one. So, who has got the first question?
The first question is going to the lovely at Lem Joy Jam. In fact, she asked us two questions. The first one was, do we find Liberace tacky or not?
Okay.
Now, Gary, you don't even know who Liberace is.
I kind of know him by name, and I know he's very flamboyant, but I haven't got a clue actually what his profession was or what he did. So, yes and no.
Okay, that could be a whole different podcast just talking about Liberace. However, when I was younger, he scared me. Okay. So he really did scare me. I don't know why. I think because he was so flamboyant. But tacky, no. Pretty amazing, yes. And also Michael Douglas's portrayal of him in the film was pretty awesome too.
Pretty good. Yeah, so definitely worth a watch.
I'd say. Yeah, there you go. Cool. Film recommendations too.
Perfect. Now, just to let you know, this is Gary and Lou podcast. It's not serious. There's going to be a few kind of Twitter stuff kind of thrown in for good measure, but you can pretty much ask us anything you want. So if you ever did want to ask us a question, just use the hashtag AskGaryAndLou and we'll answer your questions.
Yes, at some point. The second question was, what do we want people to ask us? Well, it is a case of ask us anything. Reading some of your questions today, but yeah, we'll give it a go.
Brilliant. Yeah, no, really happy with that. And same here with me. I'm happy to answer any questions, especially if it's kind of social media related that we can just give free advice to you, especially if it just helps out dead easy. But then equally, we've got some really random questions coming up, which are pretty cool.
Yeah.
So let's move on to our next one. And now this is from our good friend Todd, the Spaghetti Agency Cowboy. He's a dude. And his question was, what is your favourite cheese?
Oh, there's so many. I mean, oh God, where do I start? I get baked camembert, a really strong cheddar, a bit of blue. We all love a bit of blue.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, do you know what? I don't.
Ah!
I don't. You know, stinky cheese? No.
Really? Yeah, no, stinkier the better for me.
No, stinky cheese, not a fan of. You know, nothing personal, I'm not cheese racist, but I'm just not, I just don't like stinky cheese. All right. Cheddar, I like that.
But do you go mild or do you go strong?
Probably strong.
Strong, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Probably strong.
All right, good man.
And brie is probably the most exotic cheese I'd probably go for.
Oh, you are hardcore. Yeah.
And give me, I can eat a block of brie with cheese and crackers, happy day. No.
Yeah.
With chutney and crackers any day of the week.
Also good with bacon in a panini.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. Yes. Yeah.
Very, very true.
Yeah.
So I think favourite cheese for me, brie.
Although at the weekend I was eating Parmesan chunks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, halloumi.
Oh, halloumi.
Halloumi, grilled.
And I must say, we're actually sat in Altoria,
Bar
and Grill in Leamington, and they do halloumi salad. Try and say that.
Ah.
Yeah, and it's really nice. Grilled halloumi salad. So there's one to remember.
Nice.
A bit of free advertising for them as well.
Yeah, I say they are a lovely venue, and we are here. So
we are here,
Why not?
Nice
one. But yeah, favourite cheese, brie. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, good. Thank you very much for the question, Toddles. Yeah.
Thank you very, very much. I think he has got a thing with favourite cheeses, because I'm sure that's a common question.
I think it was a question Radio 1 when Chris Moyles was on it many moons ago. It was always one that they asked celebrities as well.
Love it.
Nice one.
So, what's the next question?
Next one. Shall we go for one of the social media questions? Our wonderful Stratford Sea Cadets, Twitter handle at TS Gurkha. They asked, links to Facebook posts. So when you post something on Facebook, you automatically link it to your Twitter feed as well.
Yeah.
But can you see, is there a way of seeing the pictures that you post on Twitter?
Okay.
Okay.
How do you feel about this?
We both have the same opinion, I believe.
Yes, we do, yes.
Don't do it. Stop being lazy, basically, and do two different posts.
Yeah.
So don't have to click a link to get to a Facebook post. Just do two different posts.
I'm going to go one deeper here. Why do you think people do it?
Lazy? No.
Okay.
Not lazy. I think it's just time. It's a case of they're probably using some sort of platform that allows them to tick Facebook, Twitter, post, gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, more than likely. That's how I imagine it works.
Yeah. See, I think it's the same, but I think it's also not understanding the platform. And I think it's a case of, because they don't understand the platform and every message will come out slightly differently.
Yeah.
You just need to post the actual message slightly differently on each platform. Same content, but change the way to travel.
Because there's nothing worse when you're reading through a Twitter post because you've only got your 140 characters and it cuts off and it goes to a Facebook link and then you have to click that. So you just kind of want to see all. And I think it's easier for someone to read it. I mean, Twitter's all about short and sweet, so keep it short and sweet on there. And Facebook, you can go to town.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. Instagram as well, or just Facebook?
No. Don't do it. Oh, no. No. No more links, no. I mean, Instagram's so visual, and it should be the way it is, just kept that way. But just get the picture over to Twitter. It's not a problem. It doesn't take 2 seconds.
No.
So, maybe we should do ban the link. Hashtag ban the links.
Hashtag ban the link. Yeah. Hashtag ban the link. You've been named and shamed, everybody out there who has actually linked their accounts. Yes, we're coming after you.
We should start a list, actually. We won't go into lists right now, however. We should start a list.
Yes, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely great idea, it is. But I do not, in the same respect, I know why people do it.
Yeah.
And I get it.
I get it, but I don't like it.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I don't think we're the only ones out there either, Gareth.
No, so final thought on it. Don't do it.
Don't do it. Hashtag ban the links.
Hashtag ban the link.
Yeah, not all the links, just the Facebook and Instagram links. Yeah, that's it. Okay.
Cool.
Fine.
Another question from this, from the Stratford Sea Cadets, was.
Can you
all
read
about
my writing? Are you
just
all right
about,
there with my writing?
Just
about.
Sorry. So let's go hashtags.
Okay.
So do people actually search them? And also, what do they do for my tweet?
Okay.
So it's a two-part question.
Yeah.
So hashtags, what are they?
Let me think. How can you put this really simply? Twitter's all about the hashtag. It's you can watch anything on telly now. Love Island, for instance.
Yes.
I'm admitting that I love Love Island, by the way. Hashtag
so do
Love
I.
Island.
So do I, but I'm 4 days behind. So.
Oh, are you? Okay, I won't tell you anything.
No.
But it just creates a community within whatever the hashtag is. So, for instance, hashtag Love Island. So rather than actually watching Love Island, I sit there and trawl through all the tweets to do with Love Island off the hashtag.
I've stopped myself doing it because I'm 4 days behind.
Oh, really?
So I can't allow myself to do that because a new guy's just come in.
Yes.
I know he's just come in.
Oh, Magic Mike. Hashtag Magic Mike. Oh.
So hashtags work.
Hashtag Magic Mike does work, for sure.
So, mind. That's a completely different podcast again.
Yeah, true.
It is. True. And probably a whole different... Oh, there's a poll. Anyway, so do people actually use hashtags? Yeah, they do. They're searchable. And it also is great for introducing you to a new audience as well.
Yeah, completely.
And also good for linking up communities as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Like SUA Hour and Leamington Hour.
Yeah.
So without a hashtag, without hashtags, we wouldn't have a networking hour.
No,
because there wouldn't be a way of doing it.
It wouldn't work. And also, don't go crazy with your hashtags as well. I always remember, in fact, I was in training with Spaghetti Agency. Wait for that to pass
by.
Nice
bit of noise.
And I always remember they always said, don't go crazy on hashtags.
No.
So I always think now, that kind of stuck in my head, I don't do more than 3 hashtags in one post. Otherwise, it can get a bit crazy.
Yeah.
And also, some people will use a hashtag in the middle of the text, or some people will use it at the end. So again, it's up to you, but you know, just use them wisely if you're going to use them.
Yeah.
And make sure it's a relevant hashtag and, you know, something that's trending or something that someone else is using as well.
I love it and completely agree 100%.
Okay.
Completely.
Good.
Yeah,
singing
love
off
that.
The same hymn sheet.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than just seeing a whole tweet and it all being blue full of hashtags.
Oh, yeah, completely.
It's not good.
No. No, not pleasing to the eye, and it's not easy to read either.
No.
Okay.
So no, that's all good. I think at this point, let's take a little break.
Okay.
And then when we come back, I think we've got three or four more for Twitter and a couple of non-Twitter questions.
Yeah.
As well as one that we haven't actually got an answer for, so we need to figure that bit out.
Okay, it's your turn to get the beers in.
Let's go for it.
Okay.
Hiya, it's Rich from Altoria Bar and Grill on Warwick Street in Leamington Spa. Just want to let you know about our theme nights every week from 5 p.m. Burger Tuesday, or you can eat wings on a Wednesday, and some great steaks from a local butcher on a Thursday night. Also, cocktails 2-for-1 Tuesday to Thursday, and 2-for-10 Friday and Saturday. See you soon.
We're back for part two.
Woohoo!
And we've just had some really weird conversations regarding. Probably one of our first questions. Actually, should we just kick off with that question?
Yeah, let's go for it. You know, let's do it.
So Ruth Mary from RM Jewellery asked us what the strangest things we have ate.
Which led to very interesting things. But for me, it was a dog biscuit, but it was a slight nibble and I was very young. That, I think, is about as weird as it got.
I'm going to be honest. I've got a dog and I tried some of its food a couple of weeks ago. It was wet food from a brand that is well known.
Oh my God, was it wet food as well?
Yeah.
Oh, Gary.
It wasn't too bad.
No, wouldn't you be barking?
It wasn't too bad. Ruth Mary also actually said that she ate cat food in the past. Yeah. So that's a common theme.
But she was little again, so we kind of will let you off with that one, Ruth. Yeah,
can't let me off.
Yeah.
However, I think the weirdest one I've had was at the Warwick Food Festival a couple of years ago. At the time when there were wild food creature features, I had a insect cookie from Jeanette.
Did it taste any different, was
no.
it?
No. Just crunchy.
Yeah.
That was it.
I would try. I reckon I'd try anything. Try anything once.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So, yeah.
Be like, I'm a celebrity. Maybe we could do the next podcast, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, styly, with all the creatures, and get them all lined up.
I'm thinking podcast and making it into a live event and Facebook Live.
Yeah, it needs to be. Boom. To watch our reactions. There we go.
Okay.
Well, thanks for your question, Ruth.
Thank you very, very much.
We
did
like
that one. Should we go on to a Twitter one next?
Yes, let's go back. Let's get serious and get our Twitter heads on. Again, this is from at TS Gurkhas, our wonderful Stratford Sea Cadets. I'm going to go for this one now because, again, we spoke about this one earlier, Gary. Why do people validate followers? Well, both of us were a bit flummoxed, and then we kind of agreed it could be the true tweet validation process.
Yeah,
so possibly. We think so. Anyway, TS Gurkhas, we're not 100% on this one. But we haven't seen it for some time. I know of an account in Stratford that has got it, and it is a business, which I'm not too sure why they've done that. But in answer to your question, not too sure. Maybe it's because they want a certain following and they don't want everyone following them. But like I say, have you seen it recently?
No, I haven't. And for the people who don't know what we're talking about, TweetDeck or True Tweet Validation. Can't say it. It's basically where it stops any kind of robots or people mass following loads of people.
Yeah.
And they have to type in a random code or a picture or
one of those really annoying things that you get wrong about 30 times and then you give up anyway. But you get a DM from who you're trying to follow to say this account uses True Tweet validation, and then you go through the process then. But it's an interesting one.
It's one of those things that for me, I'd want to make sure that my people who I'm talking to on Twitter are easily engaged and just make it easy for them to find my stuff
completely.
For me to talk to them, and I think that puts the barrier up. So for me, I'm not a fan.
No, I'd be interested if anyone uses it out there. So if they do, maybe use the hashtag Ask Gary and Lou and tell us why you guys use it. Be good to know.
Okay. I like that.
Okay,
cool. Should we go on to another Twitter question?
While we're there, why not?
So shall we talk about events, because we both like events.
Yeah, we certainly do.
Another one from the Stratford Sea Cadets. And her question was, tagging people in events, yes or no, basically.
Yeah, I think, TS Gurkhas, because you're doing a fantastic job on Twitter, and I think you're referring to pestering people, which I know you are referring to, and you're not. If it's an event, get it out there, shout about it, tag people in. So for me, it's a huge thing. Use Twitter, use your platform, and don't be shy.
Yeah.
Go for it. Do you agree?
I completely agree.
Yeah.
I think if you've got an event that you want to shout out about, if you don't tell people, actually, you're not giving them an opportunity to actually know about the event that could further their business.
Yeah.
Why would you want to do that?
Exactly. There's so much noise on Twitter that, you know, you're going to get lost. So repeating it, tagging people in, asking for a retweet, it's not a problem. People will do it or they won't.
Yeah. I think the only time that I get a bit annoyed with it is if literally you've got a whole text box just a sea of blue,
yeah,
a mixture of usernames and hashtags,
yes,
and a link then,
yeah,
that I don't like, but that's not what we're talking about here.
No,
we're only talking about tagging two or three people, yeah, in at one time,
that's
or personalizing the message to that person, which, yeah, is absolutely fine.
Yeah, post an image with your event, tag the relevant people in, ask people to retweet, not a problem at all, go for it. And especially the hashtag hours, we don't mind that, do we? More than anyone.
Hell no.
We're happy to do that.
So at this point, I think it's a good idea to actually mention when Stratford Upon Avon Hour is.
Ta-da!
Ta-da!
It's on a Thursday morning between 11 a.m. and 12 p.m. We cover Stratford Upon Avon and Warwickshire businesses, but you know what? We've got people from down south, up north, everyone's welcome. So if they can help promote our businesses locally, then everyone is definitely welcome. So yeah, it's a great hour. Join us if you can.
Brilliant.
And when's your fabulous Leamington Hour,
so,
Gary?
Leamington Hour is every Wednesday between 4 and 5 in the afternoon.
Yes.
Yeah, so,
and it's a good one.
So it's a busy one, it's good. To be fair though, Stratford Upon Avon Hour, it's busy in the Leamington Hour now.
I think I do believe with the hashtag hours, and you may have noticed this, that at this time of year they go quiet
a little bit,
so it kind of summertime, it slows down a bit. September for me is almost like the new year of Twitter, because all of a sudden everyone, the kids go back to school, lead up to Christmas, and it goes crazy. So yeah. September is, yeah, picks up again completely, but yeah, it's gone a little bit quiet, yeah, but it's to be expected. It's kind of, I've been doing it for 4 years now, so I've noticed it's kind of a slower time, but we're still getting some great businesses engaged and new businesses coming on board, which is even better to see.
Yes, I'm getting quite a few new businesses at the moment,
yeah,
coming on, which is great. And the advice I'd give to anyone who haven't been onto a networking hour before,
do it,
is just do it, but don't be lost in the voice. Just talk to maybe two or three different people,
yeah,
and just talk. That's all it is a communicational tool.
Yeah, it's it. Just be yourself, keep it real. And, you know, even the first couple of times, if you're not sure what to do, sit back and watch it.
Yeah.
Just watch the hashtag, type in the hashtag, hashtag SUA hour or hashtag Leamington hour, see what people are talking about, and you'll see half the time it's never about business anyway. It's mainly about food online.
Food, weather.
Alcohol, especially if I'm involved, hashtag tequila. the weather's a good one, yeah. And that's how you build relationships on Twitter. It's getting to know people. And it's not a case of sell, sell, sell. You know, some people just come on the hour and they do just use the hashtag. They don't interact. They just post business messages. We'll retweet them, but you're not getting anything from it yourself.
No, no. And actually, most people are quite clever now and clued on.
Yeah.
Actually, they won't take any notice of those
anyway.
We
know who you are.
Yes, we do.
Mentioning no names, but we know you.
Yes, we know you. We know you. Great advice.
Yes.
Love that. I do. And going on to some accounts which is similar to that, should we go on to likes?
Yes.
So this is again another one from Tracker Seeker Dex.
Okay.
And it was liked.
Yeah.
So is it valuable?
More so than a retweet, basically.
Yeah. Exactly. And I like likes.
I like a like.
It
I like
shows
a like.
That someone's actually taken the time to either look at it or read what I've sent out.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's good.
I do. I think a lot of people use it for different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in the hashtag hour, I use it to, if I do a like, it's because I haven't got time to read it during the hour if it's a post or a link. So I'll always come back to it.
Yep.
It's to almost end a conversation in a nice way. If, you know, it needs to keep going on and on and on. And then
so
it's
if you
like,
get a
okay,
like from Lou,
yeah,
you
it's
know
like, stop talking to me. No, it's not. Please don't stop talking to me. No, it's purely to say, thank you, I'll catch up with it later. Yeah. Everyone uses them differently.
Yeah, no,
very differently.
I bookmark it in the hour as well because you're talking to so many people. You actually can probably spend, actually, I spent probably about a half hour after the hour just catching up on actually the blogs that I want to look at or the events that I want to look at. Yeah, and I use the likes to be able to do that.
Yeah, it is. It's good. It's a good way, definitely, for that. But I mean, retweets are very valuable. And the more people you retweet, you'll get retweeted, you'll get your message to a further audience, their audience, you'll grow your following. So just remember, you know, it's not all about you, it's about sharing other people's posts that might not even be relevant to your business or what you do.
Like it?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Like that one.
Like that one. Should we do that one? Thank you very much. Yeah, hashtag like that one.
Hashtag like that one. Too many hashtags going on. If you like the hashtags, like it. Okay.
Brilliant.
So let's go for a non-Twitter question now.
Okay, this one is from a lovely friend of mine, Charlie Budd, at Charlie Budd. Now, this is a real controversial one, I think. Trainer socks.
Ooh. Okay.
See, so I'm all for a trainer sock, personally. Yeah.
Okay.
You? Yes? No?
No socks compared to trainer socks.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
But then do your trainers not stink?
Okay. No, of course.
As I move
they
away
don't.
From
of
the table.
Of course they don't. No, people who saw a tweet last year of me dressed as a postman can testify that I'm not a very fashion-forward person.
Okay.
So trainer socks for me, yeah, they do the job.
Yeah.
During the summer, I get it completely.
Okay. Yeah.
I've never really thought about it.
Why would we?
Never
Why would we ever
think
about trainer socks?
Trainer socks. Never.
But if I didn't have a pair, I'd be like, where's my trainer socks? Although I have lots. Because I pinched them off my 9-year-old son now.
Don't you just roll your socks down?
No, it's because you can see, you can't even see the trainer sock when you've got your trainers on. So if you roll your socks down, like a 10-year-old primary school girl, yes, I did used to do that, you can see the top of them. So the point is, a trainer sock you don't actually see. Oh my God, we're getting really deep into trainer socks.
We've spoken more about trainer socks than we have a lot of questions. But actually, trainer socks, I don't know. I've never really thought of trainer socks. I haven't got a view, but I'll give it a go.
Okay, go for it.
Let us know.
We want pictures.
No one needs to see pictures of trainer socks.
Hashtag send pics.
No, please
Not
don't.
News, just pics. Okay.
So, trainer socks, great question, Charlie. Cheers.
Thank you.
I think we're on to our last set of questions.
We are.
So,
we are.
This is from the lovely Spaghetti Joe.
I know, whose baby's due very soon.
Very true. Or if she's already, or if you listen to it afterwards.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
She's had the baby.
Then she's had the baby girl, but we don't know the name yet.
No.
Because it's before.
Yes. There you go. So, yes. Anyway, congratulations, Todd and Joe.
Yes.
So she asked two questions. First question was, which is the best town? Which is a whole separate podcast in itself.
It is. However, we're going to have an arm wrestle after this podcast to decide.
Yes.
For sure.
I have arm side twigged it, so I'm sure Lou will probably win.
Winner, winner, but chicken dinner. There you go. Sorted.
Let's arm wrestle and chat about that.
Yeah, okay,
time.
Definitely.
The other one was actually a really... Actually, they're both really good questions.
Yeah.
But the other one was, what do you enjoy about Twitter?
Okay.
And this is quite a cool question.
It is, and it made us both really smile because I think we both agree it's kind of our favourite platform.
Mm-hmm.
It's short and sweet messages. If it wasn't for Twitter, we wouldn't be sat here. We wouldn't know each other.
No.
You wouldn't have your business.
No.
I wouldn't have my business.
No.
I wouldn't have a lot of people who I now can call my friends from Twitter as well.
Yeah.
It's a little community. It really is.
Yeah, I think Twitter's what you make it. And I think when I joined Twitter, I didn't use it as I do now.
Yeah.
I used it to stalk celebrities and pretty much do nothing else. I did, and I'm quite happy to admit that. And
who did you stalk? What celebrities?
Oh, it was cyclists. So people like Bradley Wiggins,
those kind of people.
And it was mainly just to find out what they're doing. And to catch headlines of what's happening in the world in terms of news.
It's the first place I go to. You know, everything that's happened recently.
Yep, same here.
You wake up to my Apple News on my phone, you pick up your phone, the first thing you do when you open your eyes, the first thing I do, check that, read that, go straight onto Twitter.
Yeah.
And going back to the hashtags, there's always hashtags. And yeah, it's a source of news, of information. Mm-hmm. It's how you want to use it. It's like you said, Gary.
Yeah,
but I love Twitter.
I think it's one of the best conversational tools you can get.
Yeah.
I do. And I think Facebook is great. There's nothing wrong with Facebook. I love the fact you can put longer posts on Facebook than you can on Twitter. But for me, there's always going to be some quite kind of natural and raw about Twitter with a short.
Yeah.
You know, you can only have 140 characters. That's
exactly.
And I think that's, I like that.
Yeah, I like it too.
I like that.
Yeah.
So thank you very much, Joe, for that question.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. And we have now covered all the questions for today.
I enjoyed that, Gary.
No, thank
that
you very good. Much. So yeah. I think if people want to hear more of these, then keep on carrying on using the Ask Gary and Lou hashtag. Thank you very much, Alturia, for being our hosts today.
Woohoo!
Woohoo for Alturia.
Yeah.
And if you don't know where Alturia is, it's literally just opposite. It's along Warwick Street.
Yep.
And we are, I'm just looking around, and we are opposite the old Meat Cure location.
Is that Bedford Street? You know,
we are on the corner of Bedford Street and Tavistock Street and Warwick Street. We're on that crossroads.
Yeah.
So if you do want to check us out, come down and do that. Thank you very much for listening. Any final thoughts from you, Lou?
No, but thank you for the superb questions, and hopefully you enjoyed it as much as we did.
We're going to arm wrestle now. See you later.